since we're talking about
Sledgehammer.
Yeah. Let's talk about... Oh, wait, I got my notes out of order. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about... What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Album reviews. And it's an album that we both really like, and it's Copper Blue by Sugar. First, what I'll say about this album, the person that turned me on to it was this guy I worked at in the Chinese restaurant, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got to hear this album. It's really... He was real excited about A Good Idea, the second song on the album. He's like, this song is about someone killing their girlfriend in this river. You gotta listen to it. And I listened to the album, and it was just awesome.
Yeah. The thing is, I had heard Husker Du, but I heard, like, their absolute worst song they ever recorded.
Yeah.
And then I heard a couple other mediocre ones after that, so I didn't realize how great that band was.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you started playing, oh, you gotta listen to this, it's Bob Mould from Husker Du. And it's like, oh, Christ, please don't subject me to this. And then it turned out to be really good, and that got me into Husker Du.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole album is strong.
Yeah.
Overall. I'm not sure if I'm still a big fan of Man on the Moon. I get it.
That sounds kind of filler, I think.
Yeah. I'm not sure why it's on that album, but...
Mm-hmm.
Man on the Moon!
Yeah. Actually, I would list A Good Idea about the same way. It was really novel at first.
It starts out good. It goes on a little too long.
Yeah, a lot of the songs on the album are like that. It'd be a really strong song if it was about 30 seconds to a minute shorter.
Yeah.
But it kind of tails off. And If I Can't Change Your Mind, I mean, it just screams I'm a single and therefore slightly substandard. They're trying too hard.
Yeah. But Changes is a great song.
Yeah.
I really like Fortune Teller off that album.
Yeah, I guess the other two songs that I listed is my favorites. You got two so far.
Hoover Dam. I really like Hoover Dam.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And,
that wasn't one of my favorites, though.
Is it The Slim?
No. The Act We Act and Helpless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are really good songs.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounds a little overproduced in spots.
Yeah.
But I think that was actually what he was going for, was trying to make it sound overproduced.
Yeah. I like the whole thing, too, when he does a song and you just hear the acoustic kind of clinking in the background.
Yeah.
But then it's completely overwhelmed by electric guitar. It's like, but then you just hear, ching, 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 ching.
Mm-hmm.
And that really works. Just overall, it's just...
Well, the whole album flows.
So, if you haven't heard this album, we suggest going and getting it.